Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, it's overlap season. Ha
Overlap season.
ha. Yeah. Jill came up with this one. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it totally is. It's like another season within the seasons.
The wind down, and in North America anyway, wind down in the Northern Hemisphere, I should say. Wind down of summer and the beginning of school. And it's literally an overlap season that's like you have these two colliding and people are like, am I like chilling out, doing nothing and, savoring the end of summer? Am I gearing up and stressing out for the start of the school year? Also, though, Kim, you came up with another name, which I think is amazing.
It's start of depression season.
It's the beginning of depression season. It really is.
I've had some people reach out recently that are looking to boost their immune systems already because last year they were sick, or the year before they always get sick in the winter time, or start up on like how much vitamin D do I need to start taking now? They're like already into the winter months, thinking about the old. They're into the old patterns, and they want to change the old patterns. They do. So they're being proactive. So I have to honor that. But it's like, wow, we can't even be in the present moment anymore. Can't even still be in summer. Like, it's crazy.
There's a lot of, what do I say, external pressure and a lot of messaging around stress and sickness that is amping up right now. And I think it's bringing awareness to it, and just looking at it and then saying and intentionally, consciously, what are you going to focus on? What are you going to put more of your energies into? And it's great to do the prevention piece. If the focus and the energies are on the prevention piece, if they're on the resistance of getting sick piece, you're actually putting more onto the getting sick. Same thing kind of like with the overlap season here with end of summer and start of school. It's like start of school for some people is kind of exhilarating, thrilling for other people. And my experience has been for more people, it's a very stressful, difficult time of year.
It is. All the lists that they have for these kids, and then you have to like shop so early, otherwise you're not going to get what's on the list. You don't even have time anymore to enjoy the last part of the summer. It's like you just get in the groove. You just have like, okay, we have our patterns going of, okay, you grab this, you grab that, let's go to the beach. And now it's more, oh, well, Now we have to try and fit this in before that store's out of stock.
And I've noticed that the official like summer season has literally gotten shortened. It just drives me crazy. It's gotten shortened to like right after the 4th of July, and people are like, "Hey, summer's over. It's time to start." Like they'll give another weekish or so at the most, but then by that, it's like, "Oh, it's time to start." Like by mid-July, and I'm like, "Really? Give it till at least the end of July, if not early August." But like you said, Kim, a lot of these pressures and stress that are on people this time of year, they can't stay focused on summer because they are legitimately concerned that the supplies are going to be gone because they've been gone before, and then that causes stress for it's like a domino stress effect. And then I think if we're not paying attention, this overlap season, this kind of start of depression season builds throughout the year right into, the
Goes
winter
free.
season, right into the sickness season. And I think we can do a lot to prevent it, though, if we just give it a little time and attention. Those are two like magical ingredients, time and attention.
Exactly. And everything that you're going to need, even if you can't find it in the stores, everything that you're going to need, you actually already have. You may not have it like physical in your hand when you're, say, walking into school or going into the winter months for colds and flus and blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, most people have everything you need or it's already in your environment. Somebody may have it. You might be gifted something. The school actually might have what you need.
Yeah.
Say we have extras.
Yeah. And so if you go to find something and it's not there, rather than say a stress reaction, just to, you know, even if you can shift one of them and just go, okay, it's out of stock. And then say your kid's having a meltdown, because that would happen with some kids when they don't have the thing that everyone else would have. It now becomes something that, you know, you and this and your child can experience together, because it's not the first time in life we're not going to get what we want at that moment. And then, like you said, Kim, too, to like hold that space for that. Everything we need is here, and watch it show up in just amazing forms, or just get resolved in a more harmonious way, less stress, less, you know.
Yeah.
And like planting those seeds now, it's kind of the opposite of the seeds we planted in the spring to sprout things.
Yes.
We're planting new seeds now. We have like a second planting. We're planting our winter wheat.
Yep. Yeah, we're just planting that thought that we have everything we need right in front of us. It's always there when we need it.
Yeah, and staying calm, staying assured in that energy. Okay, this is out of stock, but we have what we need. It's going to show up, or we'll find it. Like, and playing in that energy and having the overlap, this new overlap season, you know, create more like entertainment rather than stress. Sounds funny, but it can create some entertainment.
It really can.
And the same thing when you said something about, you know, preventative for sickness,
yep.
health
yep.
season. Same thing. If you're entertained by that, I mean, just think about how much you're like amping up the preventative work that you're doing by being entertained by it, as opposed to being stressed out and drudgery and, oh my gosh, there's like, you know, I'm being pulled between summer being fun and knowing what's coming. Like, that's just stressful.
Yep.
I'll go with commit.
Yep. It's kind of like, I will pick on myself. In the past, I would get a lot of like bronchitis-y type stuff in the winter months. And I would actually dread winter months because that would come. And once I found like some certain things that helped me out, it's almost like, ooh, if I'm going to do this, I wonder if I'm not actually going to get it this year. So you almost get a little bit curious. Like, I'm going to give this a shot because I feel like my gut feeling, my intuition is telling me this would work. And then you get through the whole season and guess what? There's no bronchitis and you're at the end of the season. Now you're going into summer month. Hey, wait a sec. I didn't have that happen. I didn't have that experience. It gets fun.
Yeah. And I've noticed already the last couple of weeks, people have been talking about sickness coming back. And it corresponds with this overlap season. It corresponds with moving from being curious and fun and playful and enjoyment of life to these stressors, and you know, it does correspond. And so we can't change, you know, the external stuff. The season's changing. School is starting. We're not trying to change those things, but we can do what you just described, Kim. Right?
Yep.
We can do our reaction to it can be different. Our choices, our actions can be different, and those can have profound effects on our life. And the funny thing is, though, is that when we have preventative stuff like you described, Kim, it actually can take a while to realize, hey, what I did worked.
Yeah, we're quick reaction society.
And sometimes when we do preventative, when we do preventative stuff, we literally just don't even acknowledge it at all. So the fact that you acknowledged it is wonderful. So be sure to take some time to acknowledge anything you're doing this time of the year to minimize the stress of this overlap season, or like ensure that start of that kind of depression stress state is lessened this year. Celebrate even the tiniest little.
Yes.
Dip. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. And I'm just going to throw in there, because it's just popped up in my head. Jill and I are putting classes together for in person. So if you're listening to this, you can get excited for some announcements to come out soon.
Yes.
When they're going to start.
Oh, yeah. In person.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It will be. Wonderful. Awesome. Well, thank you, Kim.
Yeah. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Until next time.